弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
感谢主，今天有机会来到这里，与大家一同来敬拜我们的神。
Thank our Lord that I can come over here and share messages with you.
我们在座的基督徒都有一个特殊的身份。
Christians over here, we have a very special identity.
我们都是一群有福的人。
We're very blessed people.
因为神都给了我们一个特权。
Because God has given us a very special privilege.
大家知道我们基督徒所拥有的特权是什么吗？
Do you know what that is?
我们可以祷告，对不对？
Praying.
我们无论遇到任何的事情，我们都可以向神发出祈求。
Whatever situations we encounter, we can ask for help.
但是我们怎么样求呢？要求什么呢？
But how do we ask, and what do we ask?
这是有讲究的。
It needs careful consideration.
如果我们求得不明智的话，是会闹笑话的。
If we ask unwisely, we may make fool of ourselves.
有一位弟兄，有一天晚上他在睡觉前，他向神发出祈求。
There is a brother who prayed before he went to bed.
他说神啊，我最近的问题很多。
He said, Dear Lord, I have a lot of problems recently.
我的眼睛很模糊。
My vision is blurry.
我的脖子也，这个颈部这个好像一拧头就疼。
My neck seems to be stiff.
这个腰，这个背，站几分钟就疼。
My waist and my back is hurting too.
然后我跟家人的交流也很不顺畅。
My communication with my family seemed to be broken too.
说神啊，请你把所有的这些问题都给拿掉吧。
God, please remove all of these problems away.
然后他就去睡觉去了。
Then he went to sleep.
然后第二天一早起来，你知道发生了什么事情吗？
And second morning, what happened?
他怎么找都找不到他的手机了。
He couldn't find his cell phone.
他东翻西翻都找不到。
He tried everywhere. He couldn't find it.
他打电话去那个号码也不响，可能就没电了。
He called the number. It wasn't ringing, and maybe it's out of battery.
他很苦恼啊，怎么找来找去找不到
？He was distressed.
因为这个手机是他的命根子啊。
Because this is super important to him.
他找不到，突然他想起来，哎，这个是不是就是神对他的这个祷告的回应啊
？Then he had an epiphany. Maybe.God is answering his request.
他想到这些问题不就是这个手机造成的吗？
Aren't all the problems happened because of this cell phone?
所以他又向神发出祈求。
And then he started requesting.
他说神啊，请你把所有的这些问题都还给我吧。
Please bring back all of the problems, God.
所以我们怎么样的能够向神有明智的祈求，这是很讲究的，不然是会闹笑话。
So it's important to ask wisely, otherwise you may make fool of yourself.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的就是我们怎么样明智的来向神祈求。
Today I wanted to share the message with you how to ask wisely.
我们要看到三个层面的祈求。
There are three layers to it.
第一个层面呢，就是一个明智的祈求。
The first one is a wise petition.
第二个层面呢，是一个更明智的祈求。
The second one is a wiser petition.
第三个层面呢，是一个最明智的祈求。
The third layer is the widest petition.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的这个主题，就是一个最明智的祈求。
So today's theme is the wisest petition.
让我们先来做个祷告。
Let's pray first.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们这样的一个特权。
Lord, thank you so much for giving us this privilege.
就是我们遇到任何的事情，我们都可以向您发出祈求。
To pray at any situation.
我们也知道你是信实的神。
We know you are a faithful God.
你眷顾我们一切的需用。
You really take care of all of our needs.
主啊，求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
Lord, please have your Holy Spirit dwell among us.
帮助我们学习按照您的心意来祈求。
Help us pray according to your will.
以至于我们可以更好地理解你的心意。
So that we can understand your will better.
我们的行事为人也能够更加像你。
And our behaviors will be more like you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们先来看一个明智的祈求。
Let's look at one wise petition.
这个明智的祈求呢，让我们想到一个人，叫雅各。
Jacob.
就是在创世纪里面的这个雅各。
In Genesis.
我们都知道雅各呢，他的名字就是抓的意思。
We know the name, the meaning of the name Jacob is to hold.
他就是抓着他的哥哥的后脚跟，出了他的娘胎。
He was born holding his brother's heel.
然后他很会为自己抓。
He can really hold for himself.
他用欺骗的手段骗取了他哥哥长子的名分。
He obtained his brother's firstborn birthright through deception.
然后呢，他用欺骗的手段骗取了这个本来是属于他哥哥的那个来自父亲的祝福。
As well as the blessings that belong to his older brother from his father.
所以呢，他是一个很会这种欺诈、很会行手段的这样的一个人。
He is really a man full of deception.
因为他的这样的一种欺诈，他的哥哥以扫对他非常的憎恨。
Because of this deception, his older brother Esau was very hatred towards him.
所以一直想要杀了他。
Wanted to kill him.
所以呢，这个雅各呢，不得不落荒而逃。
So Jacob had to exile.
他逃到了他的舅舅那里去。
To his uncle's home.
那是个很远的地方。
Far away.
那他去到他舅舅那里呢，他可谓是遇到了敌手。
And that's when he found his match.
因为他的舅舅也是一个很会欺诈、很会抓的人。
Because his uncle was somebody who also was full of deception.
但不管怎么样，这个在神的祝福之下，神让这个雅各不断的昌大。
Regardless, under the blessing of God, his family has become really large.
他在他的舅舅为他舅舅打工，打工了20年。
He worked for his uncle for 20 years.
他也给自己建了一个很大的家业。
He built a really large family.
那这个时候呢，神就吩咐他说，叫他回去，回到他自己离开的地方，回到他哥哥住的那里去。
And then God commanded him to go back to his home where his brother lives.
然后他就带着一家人，带着他所拥有的这些牲畜，就开始往回走。
So he brought his family and his flocks going back to his home.
但是呢，你想想，他离开家20年。他也不知道他的哥哥那个时候对他的那种成见是怎么样的。
He was away for 20 years and he really did not know what the attitude of Esau was.
他也不知道以扫是不是还那么恨他，还想要杀他。
He did not know if Esau still had such a hatred towards him, wanted to kill him.
所以呢，他就先打发人，先去见以扫，先去探听一下这个风声。
So he sent a messenger to try to understand what Esau's attitude.
然后去打听的人回来报信说，以扫正带着400人往我们这边走来。
And the messenger came back reporting that there were 400 people that Esau brought towards our way.
当然，雅各不知道这四百人的来意如何。
And Jacob didn't know what the intentions were.
那想想，如果你是雅各的话，你会怎么想
？Let's think about if you are Jacob, what would be going on in your thoughts right now?
你会怎么想？你会不会害怕
？Will you be afraid?
你的仇人带着400人往你这里走过来。
Somebody hated you a lot is coming towards you with 400 people.
你会害怕是正常的。
It's very normal to be terrified.
圣经上说，雅各当时是甚惧怕，而且愁烦。
In Genesis, it said Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed.
甚惧怕而且愁烦。
Terrified.
我们任何人在那个环境之下都会有这种感觉，是不是呢？
I'm sure everybody who would be in that position would feel terrified.
所以这个时候，雅各向神发出一个祈求。
Then Jacob at this time prayed to God.
他求神说，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。Deliver
me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest they come and attack me and the mother with the children.
所以他在这里求神来保护他。Here
he asks for protection.
然后我们也知道，当天晚上有神的使者，或者就是神本身来与雅各摔跤。We
know at night, the messenger sent by God or God himself, came wrestle with him.
然后雅各就抓住他，要他祝福自己。如果他不祝福他呢，他就不让他走。Jacob
was holding on to this messenger and really wanted to ask for blessings before he leaves.
所以他在向神求保护，求祝福。So
he was asking for protection and blessings from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
我们也会有甚惧怕而且愁烦的时候吗？
Are we greatly afraid and distressed from time to time?
我看到很多点头的啊。
I see some nodding.
我自己也经常有甚惧怕而且愁烦的时候。So
was it for me?
在生活当中，有很多的际遇，很多的情况是超出我们的控制范围的。
There are a lot of situations in our lives really out of our control.
我们会很担心一些事情会发生，或者一些事情不发生。We
will be afraid of things that would happen or things that wouldn't happen.
我们就会感到惧怕，
We feel afraid,
愁烦，
distressed.
不要说我们， 包括耶稣基督， 因为他作为人， 他有人性的一方面， 他也会感受到惧怕， 愁烦。
Let alone us, even Jesus, as a human, encounter this kind of situation.
在用完了最后的晚餐以后， 耶稣带着他的门徒们到了克西马尼园。After
the Last Supper, Jesus led his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为他知道自己将要上十字架了。Because
he knew that he was going to go on the cross.
他知道他自己要经受那种刑罚，经受那种折磨、羞辱。
He knew that he was going to have to go through the humiliation and punishment.
他还要担负全世界所有人的罪。
And take the sin of all sinners.
所以你看马可福音14章里面讲到，耶稣也惊恐起来，极其难过。
In Mark it says, Jesus was was troubled and deeply distressed.
因为他虽然是100%的神，他也是100%的人。
Even though he's 100% human being, he is also 100% spiritual.
所以他也会有惊恐难过的时候。
So there are moments for him that were he was troubled and distressed.
所以我们自己每个人有惧怕愁烦的时候是正常的。
So it's really normal for every one of us to encounter situation like this.
所以在这个时候呢，我们向神求祝福，这是一个明智的祈求。So
at this time, seeking God's blessing is a wise petition.
向神求祝福是没有错的。Asking
for God's blessing is right.
有时候呢，神也通过我们的生活当中的一些需要，我们所经历的一些难处来提醒我们，我们要依靠他。
And sometimes God really uses the difficulties in our lives to remind us to ask for help.
所以有时候我们工作上遇到了困难。
Sometimes we have bumpy situations in our job.
我们家庭里面出现了问题。
Maybe problems within our families.
我们身体健康，出现了疾病。
Sickness in our bodies.
有很多的事情是我们控制不了的。
There are a lot of things that are simply out of our control.
让我们愁烦。
Make us very distressed.
很多时候这也是神来提醒我们。
A lot of times that's when God reminds us.
我们要依靠神。
That we need to rely on him.
我们要向神求。
We need to ask him.
我们要维系在与神同在的那样的一种关系当中。
We need to have close relationship with him.
大家可以想想，如果我们的生活是一帆风顺的话，我们会想到神吗？
If our life is all smooth and happy, will we be thinking about God at all?
所以有时候我们生活当中经历这些波折，其实就是神在提醒我们。
So experiencing these difficulties are really reminders from God.
所以当下一次我们遇到这样的一些困难的时候，我们不要急着想着怎么去解决这个问题，我们首先来到神的面前，我们来向神发出祈求。
So next time when we encounter problems, let's take a step back and without trying to find a solution immediately, come in front of God and ask for help.
在圣经里面记载了一个叫雅比斯的人。
In Bible, there is a story about Jabez.
他向神发出过这样的一个祈求。
He asked something from God.
这个历代志下第四章第十节说，雅比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。
Second Chronicles, the prayer of Jabez. Jabez called upon the gods of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me.And that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked.
这是一个怎么样的祈求啊?
What kind of prayer this is?
这是在求祝福，对不对?
This is asking for blessings.
有人说这个雅比斯很会祷告，还写了一本书叫《雅比斯的祷告》。
Somebody used to say, Jabez is really good at praying and wrote a book about it.
鼓励人去学习效法雅比斯这样的祷告。
Encourage people to learn how to pray like Jabez.
但是我不鼓励大家学习这样的祷告。
But I recommend not, I discourage you from doing that.
大家看看这个祷告其实是一个很自私的祷告，是不是？
This is really a kind of selfish prayer.
圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界。常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
So that you would bless me, enlarge my border, might be with me, and keep me from harm, and that it might not bring me pain.
这个是个很自私的祷告。
A very selfish prayer.
但是关键呢，我们看到神就应允他所求的。
But we saw that God had answered his prayer.
我们怎么理解这样的祷告呢？
How do we interpret that?
不是说因为雅比斯很会祷告，所以神才应允他。
It's not because that this is a really good prayer so that God answered his prayer.
不是说雅比斯他找到了一个祷告的秘诀，他就按照这样的一个公式来祷告，神就应允他。
It's not like Jabez found a secret of the best prayer and so thatGod answered his prayer.
而是他做出了这么自私的一个祷告，神还应允他。
It's that even if that he had made such a selfish prayer, God still answered his prayer.
这说明神是一个恩慈的神。
And it shows that our God is a merciful God.
他是一个充满怜悯的神。
And he is a full of benevolent care.
他眷顾我们一切的需求。
And it really takes care of all of our needs.
了解我们一切的需要。
Understand all of our needs.
所以我们可以放胆向他求。
So we really should feel comfortable pray for help.
他爱我们，他必使我们一切的需用都充足。
He loves us, so he must take care of all of our needs.
所以在这样一个伟大慈爱的神面前，我们是可以放胆向他求的。
So in front of such a mighty, great God, we should feel very comfortable asking for.
所以祈求祝福是明智的。
Asking for blessings is wise.
但是我们不能停留在这个层面。
But we shouldn't stop here.
如果我们总是在祈求这样的祝福的话，我们就把神当作是圣诞老公公了，是不是？
If we are always asking for blessings, we're treating our God as a Santa, right?
要他的时候就要他，不要他的时候我就把他撇在一边。
When we need him, we ask for him. When we don't need him, we just let him be on the side.
同时呢，如果我们的祈求总是这样的话，很容易导致我们非常的贪婪，我们会不断的妄求。
If we keep asking for blessings only, then we become greedy.
所以我们不能只是求祝福。
So we should not just ask for only blessings.
我们要一个更明智的祈求。
We need a wiser petition.
这更明智的祈求呢，让我们想到一个人叫所罗门。
That reminds us a man, Solomon.
我们都知道所罗门在很年轻的时候就继承他父亲大卫做了以色列国的王。
We know that when Solomon was very young, he succeeded to his father, King David's throne.
然后呢，神两次向他显现，问他说，所罗门，你要什么？
He appeared twice in front of him, asking him, what do you want?
所罗门就承认自己年轻，他没有办法去管理这个整个国家的民众，没有办法在他们当中施行审断。
King Solomon admitted that he was very young and he lacks the wisdom of judge and rule his large kingdom.
所以在列王记上第三章九节，他向神发出这样的祈求，他说：所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
So in 1 the king, he asked for wisdom. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
所以这种判断力，这种辨别是非的能力，是需要有来自神的智慧的。
This kind of judgment that discerns the right from wrong,should be coming from God.
所罗门求的是这种智慧。
King Solomon is asking for this kind of wisdom.
然后我们看到神怎么回应他的这样的祈求呢？
And how, did God respond to him?
列王记上第三章后面接着说，神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子列王中没有一个能比你的。
First Kings 3 goes, Then God said to him, Because you have asked this thingand have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you,Nor shall any like you arise after you, and I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
所以所罗门向神求智慧，神有没有给他智慧？
Solomon asked for wisdom. Did God give him wisdom?
他没有向神求什么？
He did not ask for wisdom.God for what?
神有没有也给他？
Did God give him that?
所以这个是不是一个更明智的祈求?
Isn't that a wiser petition?
我们向神求智慧，神不但给了我们智慧，连我们没有求的那些祝福也一并给我们。
We asked for wisdom, not only that we got wisdom from God, but also the blessings that we did not ask for.
这是一个更明智的祈求。
That is a wiser petition.
我们都知道，所罗门在神应允了他这样的一个祈求之后，他确实成为一个非常聪明的人，非常有智慧的人。
We know after God responded to King Solomon's prayer, he had got a lot more blessings as well.
我们都知道有一个非常出名的这样一个案子。
We know that there is a judge, a case.
所罗门是审判官。
And King Solomon is the judge.
所以两个妈妈带着一个婴孩来到所罗门面前，都说这个孩子是自己的。
Two mothers came in front of King Solomon with a baby, claiming that the baby was theirs.
争执不下。
And they argued.
那所罗门说，好吧，就拿把刀来把这个孩子劈成两半，你们一人一半就好了。
King Solomon said, let's cut this baby in half with a sword.
那个不是婴孩妈妈的，就是好吧，去砍吧。
那 each of the mother would have half of the baby, so the mother said, yeah, please go ahead.
然后那个孩子的亲妈就说不要砍了，不要砍了，送给他就好了。
The real mother said, no, please don't do that to the baby. Just give her the baby.
所以所罗门就知道谁是这个孩子的亲生母亲了。
So King Solomon therefore know who is the real mother in this case.
是不是充满了智慧?
Isn't that full of wisdom?
这样的智慧是从神来的。
And that's from God.
我们也知道所罗门写了圣经里面的三卷的书信。
We know King Solomon wrote three books in the Bible.
然后呢,他把以色列国带到了一个非常荣华的,非常富有的这样的一个境界。
And he brought Israel to reach a very, very abundant state.
周围的各国都要来向他进贡。
Nations around needed to pay tribute to it.
都争着要来听他讲论这些智慧的言语。
All wanted to come to him for his words.
所以他不单只有智慧，他也有这种富足尊荣。
He not only has received wisdom, but all of the honors.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也可以向神祈求智慧。
Brothers and sisters, we can ask for God's wisdom as well.
神赐给我们智慧的这个应许，不是说只给所罗门的。
And the wisdom was not only just for King Solomon.
也不只是说只是给教会里面的一些领袖的。
And it's not only just for our servants in the church.
我们任何人都可以来到神面前向神求智慧。
Anybody can come in front of our God asking for wisdom.
雅各书第一章第五节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
First Jacob 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all,liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
所以讲到主就必赐给他。
And it says, God will give it to him.
但是这里呢，要求我们，首先我们自己要承认自己是缺少智慧的。
But over here, we need to first admit that we lack wisdom.
我们不要自以为是，自以为聪明。
We shouldn't be full of ourselves and think that we are all smart.
如果我们以为自己很聪明的话，我们是得不到来自神的智慧的。
If we think that we are wise and smart, we will not be able to get the wisdom from God.
所以要得到神的智慧，首先我们要谦卑自己。
In order to get God's wisdom, first thing to do is to humble ourselves.
承认我们缺少智慧。
Admit that we lack wisdom.
然后我们要求，向神求。
Then we ask. ask for God.
这两者缺一不可。
Both are important.
首先我们要承认自己是不足的，然后我们要向神求。
First, we know that we lack wisdom, and then second, we ask for the wisdom.
那主就必赐给他。
And it will be given to him.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is the promise God gave us.
在第二次世界大战的时候，在美国的这些士兵当中很流传这样的一个叫宁静祷文的这样一个祷告。
There is a serenity prayer, that was popular among the soldiers during World War II.
就讲到说，神啊，赐我平静，去接受我无法改变的事，赐我勇气去改变我能改变的事，赐我智慧去分辨这两者的不同。
It goes, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
这是一个求智慧的祷告。
This is a prayer for wisdom.
很多时候我们真的需要去接受一些事情是我们没有办法改变的，不要再浪费时间了。
Sometimes we do have to accept things and don't waste time to try to change it.
如果我们没有智慧的话，我们不知道什么事情我们不能改变，我们非要去改变它，非要去改变它。很多时候我们明知道神的旨意是这样的，我们非要跟神作对，所以到时候我们就撞南墙。
Sometimes when we don't have the wisdom from God, we can discern things that we cannot change. We will keep insist on changing it and changing until we bump into a wall.
有点像圣经里面的扫罗，明知道神已经立大卫做王了，他非要还要去跟神作对。
Just like in the Bible, that he already know that King David has given the throne to King Solomon, he still wanted to get it.
所以很多时候我们真的有些人真是撞了南墙都不知道回头。
And some people can't even turn around after they bump into the wall.
但有时候呢，有些东西是我们可以去改变的。
There are some things that we can change.
但是因为我们的懒惰，因为我们的害怕，我们就不去做。
Because of our laziness and we're afraid, we won't go ahead and do it.
这些我们需要有勇气去担当责任，去做出改变。
Then we really need the courage to take the responsibilities and make the change.
要知道这两者之间的不同。什么是我们不能改变的，什么是我们可以改变的，那就需要来自神的智慧。
Knowing the difference between what we can change and what we cannot change needs the wisdom from God.
这就是这种分辨的能力。
That's the wisdom of judgment.
所以求神的智慧是一个更明智的祈求。
Asking for God's wisdom is a wiser petition.
但是只有智慧是不够的。
Having wisdom alone is not enough.
我们都知道所罗门非常的有智慧。
We all know that Solomon is full of wisdom.
可以说世上没有其他人比他更聪明的。
And we can say there is nobody in this world that has more wisdom than him.
但是他光有智慧，到了年老的时候就出现了很大的问题。
But he only has wisdom when he got older. There are some issues.
他娶了很多的这些嫔妃。
He married a lot of concubines.
然后这些外面来的这些他所娶的这些女人，就把外邦人所拜的这些所谓的神明就带到了以色列。
Those Gentile women brought their own foreign gods to Israel.
就把所罗门的心都给带偏了。
And had taken King Solomon to the wrong direction.
所以所罗门也跟着这些外邦的女子一起来拜这些外邦的神，所谓的神。
And those, and King Solomon started worshiping those foreign gods with his concubines. Then
他大大的得罪了神。
And really, did not please God.
也为后来以色列国的分裂埋下了伏笔。
And that also sowed the seeds of Israel's future division.
所以纵观所罗门的一生，这可以说非常可惜。
And it's a shame looking at King Solomon's whole life.
他原来是可以为神做更大的事的。
And he could have done even more great things for our Lord.
但很可惜，他有点是半途而废了。
But unfortunately, he has stopped in the first half of his life.
所以，光是求智慧还是不够的。
So asking only for the wisdom is not enough.
我们需要那最明智的祈求。
We need the wisest petition.
那这个最明智的祈求是什么？
And what is that?
对于你们自己每个个人来说，你觉得最明智的祈求应该是什么？
What do you think is the wisest petition?
是什么？大声点说。很好啊，我们都有思考。那这个最明智的祈求呢，我们来看圣经是怎么说的。
Let's take a look at the verses.
马太福音第六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这些东西是什么东西？
What are all these things?
如果你看上下文的话，你就知道这里耶稣讲的这些东西就是这些外邦人所求的，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
When you look at the context of this verse, you will see that the things that the Gentiles were asking for are our physical needs, the things to eat, things to wear.
然后为明天忧虑。
And the worries for tomorrow.
所以耶稣说，先求神的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So our Lord said that seeking God's kingdom, then everything else will come.
这些东西不就是我们平常所求的这些所谓的祝福吗？
And all these things are really the blessings that we are praying for.
先求他的国和他的义，这些东西你们都会有的。
Seek first the kingdom of God, then you will have everything else.
所以求神的国度和他的义，这是一个最明智的祈求。
So seeking God's kingdom first is the wisest petition.
那什么是神的国呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
说求神，先求神的国和他的义，那什么是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
对我们来说，神的国是什么？有人说去广传福音，那是神的国，对不对？
Some people say it's to spread the gospel.
有人说是基督再来，那也是神的国。
Some people say it's the return of Jesus.
这些都是对的答案。
They're all correct answers.
但是神的国有很重要的一个方面，就是它是在我们心里的。
There's another very important aspect of kingdom of God that is in our hearts.
所以路加福音十七章二十到二十一节说，这有法利赛人来问，法利赛人问，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是人所能看见的，人也不能说看啊在这里，看啊在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
Luke 17:20 Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would comeHe answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, See here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.
是在我们里面的，是在我们心里的。
Within our heart.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那我们再来想想，一个所谓的国，它应该有什么样的特征？
Let's think about what's the characteristics of a kingdom.
我们一般人的理解，对一个国的理解，就是这个国有边界，是一个区域，对不对？
common understanding of a kingdom is a bounded land.
如果我们说这个是某某人的国，那就这个某某人是在这个区域里面，在这个国界里面是做王的。
If we say that this is somebody's kingdom, then this somebody is the king of this land.
如果这个人不是在这个国土里面做王，那这个国就不能说是他的国，是不是？
If this person is not the king within that kingdom, then we cannot call that that person. This is that person's kingdom.
但神的国是没有国界的。
But there's no boundary when it comes to God's kingdom.
它是在我们心里。
It is within our heart.
但我们这个心里的国是不是神的国呢？
But the kingdom in our heart, is that really God's kingdom?
取决于是不是神在里面做王，对不对？
It depends on if we put God as the king in our heart.
我们心里的这个国，如果是我们自己做王的，那只能说是我的国。
If the kingdom of our heart is ruled by ourselves, then it's our own kingdom, not God's kingdom.
唯有是神做王的，才能够叫神的国。
Only when God is the king, then it should be called God.God's kingdom.
所以什么叫求神的国呢？
So what is asking for God's kingdom?
这个国是在我们心里的。
The kingdom is in our heart.
然后我们求神的国，就是求神在这个我们心里的国度里面做王。
And asking for God's kingdom is really asking for God's ruling of our heart.
我们想想，我们心里这个国现在是谁在做王呢？
Let's all think about the kingdom of our heart. Who is the king?In our heart.
如果我们要求神的国的话，我们要做什么呢？
What should we do to have God as the king of our heart?
就是要求神在我们心中的这个国度来做王。
Is to ask God to be the king of our heart.
然后什么是神的义呢？
And what is the righteousness, God's righteousness?
神的义代表的就是神是绝对的公平，绝对的正确。
God's righteousness is a perfect justice. Yeah.
没有半点的瑕疵。
There's no flaws.
就是说他做的一切都是对的。
Everything he did was correct.
所以神的义是指向他的完美。
God's righteousness points to his perfection.
我们要求神的义，也就要求我们也越来越向神来追向神的完美。
Asking for God's righteousness is to ask for us to be more and more close to God and more like God and His perfection.
所以马太福音第五章四十八节说，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Matthew 5:48, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以当我们不断地走向神的完全，越来越像神，这就是求神的义。
When we are marching towards the perfection of our God, that is asking for God's righteousness.
然后这里讲到先求他的国和他的义。
We say first asking for his kingdom and his righteousness.
这个先指的是这种优先次序上的这种优先。
First is a matter of order or priority.
首先呢是重要性上的优先。
First thing importance.
就是他是最重要的，其他所有的这些事情都在他以下。
That's the most important thing. Everything else should be beneath it.
然后这个先呢，也是时间上的优先。
The first is also in the time dimension.
就是他在最前，其他的事情都在他的后面。
And it has to have happen first before anything else happens.
这叫先求神的国和他的义。
That is first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
就是求神在我们心中做王，然后求神改变我们，让我们越来越像他，像他完全一样。
Ask him to be the king of our heart and ask to him to help us become more and more like him.
所罗门的父亲大卫就做过这样的一个祈求。
King Solomon's father, King David, had made such prayer.
他说，神啊，求你监察我。知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
大卫, 他难道不知道, 神知不知道他的心思意念吗?
King David doesn't know that God knows what his heart is up to.
在这篇诗篇里面, 这是很美的, 一个诗章, 在这诗篇里面, 大卫前面就说, 其实他想要躲避神, 但去到哪都没用, 神都在那里。
In this psalm, previous verses described how King David tried to hide from God, but wherever he went, he could not hide from God.
因为神是无所不知, 无所不在, 无所不能的。
Because our God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
所以大卫知道神早就知道他的心思意念。
So King David knows that God knows everything about his heart.
但大卫这里求神去监察他，试炼他。
But here he still asks God to examine his heart.
其实就是他向神敞开，让神在他心里面作王。
That is King David asks to have his heart completely open and let our God be his king.
他不再向神躲藏。
He was not hiding from God anymore.
他求神在他心里面做那掌权作王的。
He asked God to be the king that ruled his heart.
然后他求神把他里面的那些恶行给除掉。
He asked God to remove all the wicked ways in his heart.
这就是变得越来越像神。
That is to become more and more like God.
这就是求神的国和他的义。
That is asking for God's kingdom and righteousness.
求神带领他走永生的道路。
Ask God to lead the way of everlasting.
我们看到耶稣，他一开始他在惊恐起来以后，他也向神求，求神把这个杯给挪去，就是他要接受惩罚的这个苦杯给挪去。
After Jesus was asking, was distressed and troubled. He also asked to have his bitter cup removed for his foreseeable punishment.
但是他也说，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。But
he also prayed that yet not what I will, but what you will.
前面是求神的一种保护，一种解脱。Previously,
he asked for protection and rescue.
但这里就是求神的国和他的义。
Here he asks for kingdom and righteousness.
求神的旨意成全。
And ask for the fulfillment of God's own intention.
我们当怎么样向神求呢?
What should we ask God?
我们怎么样才能够求的是最明智的呢?
How can we ask with the wisest petition?
祈求神的国就是求神改变我们。
Seeking God's kingdom is to ask God to transform us.
改变我们,
change us.
要求神的国和他的义, 首先第一点我们就要向神求让他启示给我们, 我们在哪里需要改变。
And first ask for the wisdom of know where we need to change.
我们在哪里得罪神,得罪人了。
Where have we done that is unrighteous?
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
这就有点像大卫说,监察我,知道我的心思,试炼我,知道我的意念。
Just like what King David said, know my heart, try me.
我们最明智的祈求可以从向神询问,我们在哪里得罪了他,得罪了人,求神告诉我们,我们在哪些地方需要悔改。
The first thing we do is to ask, help us understand where do I need to change.
同时呢, 我们需要做那改变的工作。
At the same time, we need to make an effort to change.
依靠神的力量来改变我们自己。
Rely on our God to change ourselves.
我们从前是自私的, 求神改变我们, 让我们多想想别人的需要。
We were selfish once. Ask God to help us not be selfish.
我们从前是嫉妒的，我们求神以他的爱来充满我们。
We were jealous once. Let's ask for God's love.
我们从前是不敢向别人传福音的，求神来赐给我们这样的勇气。
Before we were not, we were afraid to spread the gospel. We asked God for the courage.
从前我们是不愿意原谅人的。
Previously, we could not forgive other people.
我们求神把他那种宽恕，把他那种爱的榜样来光照我们，帮助我们改变。
We ask for God's help to be forgiving, to be gentle, and to have His love shine on us.
我们要有这种勇气去做这改变的工作。
We need to have the courage to make the change.
这是求神在我们心中作王。
This is to ask God to be the king of our heart.
同时呢，要求神的国和他的义，必然会带来行动上的改变。
And that means we need to have actions.
要求神的义，我们就知道这个义不是我们的，靠我们自己，我们没有办法成就这个义。
The righteousness is not coming from us. We cannot fulfill that only relying on ourselves.
首先，如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的话，我们首先要做的求他的义，第一步就是要承认耶稣基督是我们的救主，接受他成为我们的救主和生命的主。
If we have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior of our lives, that's the first thing we need to do is to accept Him.
这就是说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Abraham's faith to God, that's his righteousness.
首先我们要在神面前，我们的身份对了，我们有了神的公义，有了神的义，我们才在他的面前可以谈下一步我们要怎么做。
Has the right identity in front of God and being the righteous man is the first step before the next actions.
然后我们在行动上，我们来反映出我们把神摆在第一位。
Then our actions will reflect that we put God first.
其实，在很多的事情上，我们都可以去实践的。
There are a lot of things we can practice.
举个很简单的例子。
A very simple example.
现在有这些小孩子的这些课外活动，很多都是安排在星期天早上举行的。
A lot of extracurriculums are arranged in Sunday mornings.
这就是这个世界明目张胆的来跟教会抢人。
That's how the world trying to steal people from the church.
我们作为家长的，我们怎么衡量呢？
As parents, how do we balance that?
如果我们要去教会敬拜神，那好像这些活动又错失了，好像很可惜。
It seems to be a shame if we have to come to the church and just give up the opportunities of going to those activities.
这就是我们要怎么求神来帮助我们把神放在第一位。
That's when we need to ask for God's wisdom to put Him first.
还有很多这样的例子，比如说做学生的要考试了，我们还是要去不去教会呢？
A lot of examples like this. Our students, there are finals coming up. Are we coming to the church during the final week?
我们可以在一举一动上都体现出我们是不是把神摆在第一位。
Every single action can reflect if we put God first.
每个人都可以思考，我们有没有把神摆在第一位。
Everybody can reflect a bit on have we put God first.
求神的国和他的义，就是做出这样的优先次序的调整。
Asking for God's kingdom and righteousness is to adjust your priorities.
所以作为总结，我们看到了一个明智的祈求，这是求什么？
As a summary, we look at the first, a wise petition. What are we asking here?
这是祈求神的祝福，往往是要解决我们生活当中的需要。
Seeking God's blessings to meet physical needs.
然后一个更明智的祈求是求什么？ 是求来自神的智慧来填补我们理智上的不足。
A wiser petition is to seek God's kingdom to fulfill intellectual void.
然后一个最明智的祈求是什么？
And the wisest petition is.
这个英文有点打错了，应该是 wisest petition 啊。这最明智的祈求是祈求神的国度和他的公义，让我们获得属灵的力量。
To seek God's kingdom and righteousness to receive spiritual power.
大家同不同意？
Do we all agree?
大家愿不愿意去做？
Should we take actions?
感谢主。
Thank God.
求神帮助我们去向神做出最明智的祈求。
Make God help us to make the wisest petition.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，
Our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你在圣经里面教导我们怎么样向您祈求。
We thank you for teaching us how to make the wisest petition from the Bible.
主啊，求你帮助我们谦卑。
Lord, please help us to be humble.
帮助我们倒空自己。
Help us empty ourselves.
帮助我们愿意更像你。
Help us to become more like you.
主啊，求你帮助我们去实现您在地上的旨意。
Lord, help us to fulfill your intention in this world.
帮助我们更像你。
Help us to become more like you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.